The following program is being brought to you on the Seventh Wave Network. For more information about our network and to check our additional show hosts and topics of interest, please visit SeventhWaveNetwork.com. The Voice America Talk Radio Network is the worldwide leader in live internet talk radio. Visit voiceamerica.com. The views and ideas expressed on the following program are strictly those of the host or guests and do not necessarily reflect the views and ideas held by the Voice America Talk Radio Network, its staff, and management.
Welcome to Spirit Speaks with your host, Amaya. Amaya is a spiritual teacher, seer, energy intuitive guide, and Reiki master. In this program, she supports people who are actively developing their fullest potential. She does this by teaching healing modalities and intuitive development through the honoring and awareness of self. Now, here is Amaya.
Namaste and welcome. Today I'm going to be talking about the heart and love. So for those of you listening today, I would love to hear from you. You can call in on our listener line at 1-866-472-5795. And I just wanted to preface with, if I happen to mention a guide or a teacher or a name that you're unfamiliar with, you can go on my website at SiriusEnergyEnterprises.com, and there's going to be a listing of different teachers that are on there, because I know there's many philosophies all over the world, and my background had to do with being raised learning in the church through the Christian dynamic. But today we're going to talk about heart and love, and that's something that's universal. So it doesn't matter what walk of life that you came from or what you learned. This is a universal feeling. And with the word heart, if you do an anagram of the word, there's words that come out of that. He, ear, hear, art. And so, and we talked about love the last time. If you spell it backwards, it's evolve, which has to do with evolution. And love is the highest vibration. One of the things that happens as you are walking your path to enlightenment is that you are raising your vibration. And you do that through love. You learn to love not only yourself, but you learn to love others as yourself. And one of the poems that I quoted before by the Little Prince, it is only with the heart that one may see rightly. What is essential is invisible to the eye. And the heart, over the last couple of decades, has been studied in research, and it has been shown that the heart is an information processing center that can learn, remember, and act independently of the cranial brain, and actually connect and send signals to key brain areas such as the amygdala, thalamus, and hypothalamus, which regulate our perceptions and emotions. It seems to have a second brain in our chest. And it's more than just the physical heart, because you have a heart chakra, and that is an energy center that is conic in nature and structure. And it radiates out from the front of your heart as well as from behind. And so if you think about that, through stimulus, you're drawing in information through that cone and assimilating that within the body. the heart is the great balancer. It's the multidimensional doorway. It is our chamber for communing with Christ, angels, and the master teachers. Now, in biblical reference, in the King James Version, 1 John 4:18, there is no fear in love, but perfect love casteth out fear, because fear hath torment. He that feareth is not made perfect in love. And so that's a part of the process that you work on in order to achieve that love, is you have to subdue the ego mind, because the ego mind wants to throw up all kinds of fear. And fear, as I said, is like the chemical equation of iron, and it wants to bind you and weigh you down. And love isn't like that. Love is a feeling that is expansive. It's something that you want to feel. In April of 13, I went into a meditation of my own, and what was said was, "It is with rampant heartbeat that I speak to you of love, the deepest love that the world has ever known. It is within you. It is the Christ, the light of God that went out into the world to permeate the dark minds of men. Idolatry cannot happen if the light is illuminating the mind. Just breathe. Be at peace within yourself. Don't allow the tangled web to weave its strictures around you. You know the truth, and the truth is of God. Allow him to work his magic in your life. The goddesses attend you now. Build your pyramid. So take a moment. It is with his grace that you will see all that is meant to be. The world will know of his love because of the descent of the dove. Be at peace within yourself. Ask for Gabriel to come and assist you. Michael is always around you to protect, guard, and guide you in all ways. Raphael draws you near and whispers in your ear of the things yet to come, for heaven's work is not done. The creative process he does teach to align you and help the weak. The lion roars, the wind does blow, speaking of change to come once more." So if you think about that, there is a working to the heart. Depending on the trauma that someone may have gone through in their life, or whether or not they were ever taught what love is, or have had the opportunity to feel what true love is, it's something that is so bright and endearing, it causes the body to vibrate. And when we work on this path of enlightenment, you work on mind, body, and soul. The soul knows, because it's eternal, what love is. And love comes in many different forms. If you think about Archangel Shamuel, which is spelled Chamuel, he is considered the Archangel of Love. And one of the things that he brought to me is, it was a time that he wanted me to experience all the different forms of love. Love of a spouse, romantic love. Love of a child. Loving animals and appreciating all life, no matter what it is. Love of God, of course. And so when he first came in, this was September of 2009, he presented. He says, "Angela, you know me." I said, "I do." "Then you must look up the purpose and let the others know. It is the primary purpose that I am here. To guard and to guide has always been my calling, my love. Now you may begin." Samuel said that you will see me in full form. And I ask, "Okay, who are you talking to?" "You, Angela. There's no need to worry." I said, "Okay, I'm listening." "As you requested before, Angela, times passed. You will first see me at a distance, so there will be space between us. And then you're going to see me up close and personal." And I have to stop here for a moment because Samuel, as I said, is an archangel. And there are many times that they will show themselves to you in physical form, out and about. You will probably see them more as a person. And sometimes, though, they will show themselves as an animal. But you will know because an angel will pulse your heart and your heart flowers. And it's a feeling of expansion. So he went on to say, because I was with a friend at the time, and so it was Jane. And he said, "Jane is going to see me in a different form. She will first see me as an animal, a bear. I'm going to come to you in your dreams as the bear. Pay attention to how I feel, my frequency, my mannerisms, and what I come to teach you. This will be a way of gently introducing you to your first lesson with me." Then he went on to say a little poem about himself, and he said, "My eyes are the blue of the starry night, a bright starry night. My hair, the blonde of the sun so bright, my smile like pearls gleaming white." And I said, "I like the way he feels. I feel his love in my heart. He has humor." And he says, "Yeah, it's okay to describe what you're feeling to the others. He has a good sense of humor, you know. He kids. He can have this little smirky smile on his face, like, guess what I have in store for you? One of those kind of smiles, you know, and his eyes go up and they twinkle. But I feel his heart, and his heart is very loving and comforting and nurturing, a great love." He said, "You did good to describe me. May we sing to you of the love you want to paint the picture, to discover the art. My hands are yours, so take them thus, for they are comforting." And so I just had described to you that within the word heart is art, and he brought that through with this particular poem. And then I saw Samuel with his right fist under his chin displaying the thinker, the bronze by August Rodin. And of course, the I am is the I am of God. And that was the important point. And the saying that comes to the student seeking enlightenment when they get to the point of hearing and knowing, I am that I am. Okay, Samuel took us further with regard to the I am. In particular, there were three points that he was making. The first being that each of us are the I am of that God dwells within us, as the Bible states, that we do not seek outside of ourselves. It is within us, and we reach God by way of the Christ in order for our higher self to come down and indwell within the body after the dross has been burned up through the chakras. Okay, the second point that was made was one of my friends whose name starts with an H. Her forte is creating the form. Angela is able to bring the essence into the form, and Jane's forte, learning from her father, is that of spiritual counselor leading the form. Then the third point was that of love, which is evolvement, which then with love being the highest vibration, raises the spiral to go upward, connect with God. So he went on to say, this is Samuel speaking, love is the key to your divine love. Perfection you will achieve. I will guide you. You know what this means. He said, I love you and I look forward to being of service to you, to help you through this process. Be happy, for this is a level that you will enjoy. There is an old saying, love is a many splendored thing. Do you know all of the different feelings of love? So I thought about all of the different kinds of love that I've experienced in my own life. Love of a parent, love of a child, love of a spouse, love of an animal, love of God, love of Christ and the Holy Spirit, loving angels, feeling love within my heart. So I'm going to leave you with that, and we're going to take a short break, and we'll be right back.
The Voice America Seventh Wave Channel. Be extraordinary. Be the change.
Want to know what's going on behind the scenes with your favorite Voice America Talk Radio Network host? How about what's new with our network? Make sure you check out the iRadio blog, a look at what's hot at Voice America and beyond. Visit www.iradioblog.com today. Get the inside scoop on every channel on our network, including breaking news, featured guests, blog posts from our hosts, and much more. Make sure you sign up for our newsletter for even more inside action. Visit iradioblog.com today and stay connected.
Are you a spiritual seeker? Have you always pondered the deeper questions in life? Have you looked at many spiritual paths and found some answers, but are looking for more? The Open Door, brought to you by the Summit Lighthouse, brings you each week practical spiritual teachings and tools that promote self-mastery, higher consciousness, and the opportunity to connect with the Ascended Masters. Join Tom Schumacher and Terry Kennedy as we explore the universe of spirituality. Live every Tuesday at 11 a.m. Pacific, 2 p.m. Eastern Time on the Seventh Wave Channel.
What is spiritual spelunking? It's basically an exploration of the truth, our own unique truth. Every single person in the world has a reason to be here. Although we are told many things, it's ultimately up to us to figure it all out. The search continues throughout our entire lives. Join host Giles Asselin as he serves as both guide and companion on this journey. Nurturing the spiritual spelunker in all of us can be heard every Thursday at 3 p.m. Eastern Time and 12 noon Pacific Time on the Voice America Seventh Wave Channel.
We're making it easier to listen to the Voice America Talk Radio Network live wherever you go on iPhone, BlackBerry, or Android. Download it from the Apple iTunes App Store, BlackBerry App World, or Android Market.
The Seventh Wave Channel on the Voice America Network.
You are tuned in to Spirit Speaks. To reach Amiyat today, please call in to 1-866-472-5795. That's 1-866-472-5795.
972-5795. You may also reach Amaya via email at angela@siriusenergyenterprises.com. Now, back to Spirit Speaks.
Welcome back. We were just talking about Archangel Shamuel. So I wanted to continue on with the rest of what he had said, because at that particular point in my life, he was wanting me to not only know the different forms of love, but also to feel them and the vibration and how they integrate in into my heart. He says, "Angie, call me by my nickname, Shammy." And as I was transcribing this tape that I had recorded, I remembered his nickname as I had talked with him before in the heavens. He said, "Rest in peace tonight." And I said, "Okay, good," instead of staying awake all night. He says, "I love your joy, Angela. I love your light. I love you." He just stood up, he turned around, and he's facing out toward the sky. And I said, "Ooh," my heart just flowered because it was being pulsed. And I said, "Well, that was like a phone home, E.T. phone home." Do you remember E.T. where his heart lights up in his chest? Well, that is a phone home, because as you draw close to God, he draws close to you. And so one of the things which might seem a little unorthodox, but then there are many references that are very unorthodox within biblical passages and the things that God has had people do, because he falls outside of societal dictates and he can do anything he wants. There is nothing impossible for God. And so Archangel Shamuel had me start reading romance novels. And what I realized is that in there was a lot of portrayals of the different kinds of love that the heroine or hero was displaying within their life and the things that they were experiencing. And love, think about how it makes you feel physically. If you're thinking of a romantic love, your heart beats fast, you might get a little bit sweaty, your awareness is heightened, you feel happy. It's releasing those endorphins, and you just want to have more of that feeling because it feels so good. Or if you look at a little baby and think about yourself when you laugh, when a baby is laughing, and you just can't help but laugh too, because there's nothing that is held back. They're just belly laughing. You know, their soul is open. They are happy. They are in a state of love. They feel secure. They feel that they can do that. And so there's a lot of literature out there that you can read with regard to love and the vibration of love. So one of the things I wanted to do today, this is very special to me because this involves my friend Jane. Through the course of some of my spirit group meetings that I was having at my house, there was information that came through for her with regard to her true love. And it was described because this was a love that she had had with him from times past. Now, when they're both across the veil, he is known as John. And of course, in this life, she is known as Jane. Her father in the celestial realm is a spiritual counselor. And from time to time, he does come through and talks with her and helps her with her own process of enlightenment. But what was described in a scene of this life where it was very fulfilling for her, and John, you may not carry the name in this lifetime, but you'll resonate with this information. So if you're out there, you can get a hold of me on my website at SiriusEnergyEnterprises.com, and I would love to hear from you, because this is my sending this out to the world to hopefully have the two of these meet and become one. This life took place in San Francisco. There was apple blossoms. They lived in a white house, a shiplap type of house, two-story with green shutters. There was a swing. There was a garden out in the backyard. And there was also like a pad, a dancing pad, because they both love to dance. And it almost looked like concrete, but it was some sort of paved surface. And there was like a sweetheart swing over to the left. And what was said to her was, "You were a good dancer." And he identified himself as, "This is your sweetheart." So he said, "You have to feel what this feels like." And then there was a song with words. And the words said, "I'm going to dream of you. You've been given past life information in your dreams, but it's the feeling they're trying to get you to go into, because that's how one recognizes a soulmate, is through the feeling. It's not through the visual contact. You'll feel him before you see him." So when I've talked to you about my heart flowering, it is a physical sensation where it feels like somebody has taken their hands and just pulled apart your gate that is over your heart. And you feel this heart expansion and you feel this vibration. And it was said in July of 06, Jane will experience a helpmate, a spiritual helpmate that will teach her about new beginnings. And then it was said, "The flame is glowing in both your hearts. Your eyes must be open to see. Pain has vanished and will no more come to knock on your door with glee. Arm in arm, you will take your steps, trusting that along the way, your lives will blossom. Let it be continually every day. Storm clouds rumble, pay no mind. You are reminded of another time when you danced this way before, arm in arm as you explore the inner facet of your hearts, feeling your joy, drinking with your heart." And why is it so important that you allow yourself to love and to break down those barriers? In order to truly see and feel, you have to learn to love and to open yourself up and to trust God. Because when your arms are wide open, you are welcoming the experience of love. And through that higher vibration, you are going to draw to you that person that is at the same vibration. Now, we do have many soulmates. The reason for a soulmate is that both of you are on a similar path. You vibrate at the same rate. And therefore, when you meet each other, you resonate with that person because you're picking up on their vibration. And it's important that you allow yourself to love, because you're going to be able to pick up on that stimuli that is out there when you experience it. And you need to allow yourself to do that. There was a time in March of 08 when I was doing another reading for someone that another poem came through. Pieces of a puzzle align just so will give you the answers that you want to know. Fresh breezes whisper by your face, your ear doth hear of his grace. The song of the birds will lift the rhyme which floats to heaven in its time. Your arms do ache for his embrace, knowing that this is his place. Both of you are near at this time. The strings are tied and they do bind. The time is short for you to know. The softness of lips will make you glow. Do you feel this sweetness? These are his words and they have meaning. So contemplate them and know their feeling. You're being drawn together. The plans are laid. The form that it will take will be yours. So they went further along with this, and it was given to know that the two of them experienced the images of this lifetime. There was an armoire. There were cushions. There was a Victorian lamp that was shown, china, silver. And they said, we're painting a picture. The song Green Sleeves. And you remember the song Sugar Sugar by the Archies? It was something, at least I had cut it out. It was on the box of cereal. And it was a 45, and I remember cutting it out, and it actually did play. And so what they had said at the time was, I ask, who is this for? And they said, Jane. And so what they continued to do was to paint a picture for her so that it would stimulate her memory. And that's what spirit does. Spirit helps us to remember all of the parts of ourself and all of the experiences that we have had. And it is energizing for us. It makes us happy. We allow ourselves to feel. And this is the way it has been for Jane. There's some songs that he liked and Jane liked as well. And two of the songs was Chances Are by Johnny Mathis and Honeycomb. And if you remember that song. And so this is what I am putting out there to the universe to draw in for my very dear friend, Jane. And if she's out there listening, you need to just feel the vibration of who he is and feel his heart, because he is sending you that love that is universal. And there are some other poems that have been given to me as well as quotes. There was one that was in December of 01. I welcome every experience. I learn from every experience. I grow from every experience. Be thou my heart safe, God. And he does have our heart. Whether you say God is creator or he, she, I will just say he. But think about this. To be able to have an open heart and to allow yourself to experience, the master teachers talk about experience is the best teacher. Why? Because it is not some idle, sterile concept. You feel it within your heart, mind, body, and soul, and you integrate it in. So again, I'm going to say this. I welcome every experience. I learn from every experience. I grow from every experience. Be thou my heart safe, God. And then in March of 02, which was a 7-day, what was said to me was, Krishna, Krishna, the flowering of the heart. And in May of 05, the brightest laughter can heal hearts. And isn't it funny? Have you ever noticed yourself when you might not be feeling very good that day, or you're just kind of down for whatever reason, and you hear somebody crack a joke and it's so funny that you just cannot stay in that depressed state and you just bust out laughing? Well, it's the heart opening, and it's important to stay centered in love, because then it doesn't allow fear to get a toehold in on you and to jerk your emotions around. It is so important that when you're going through fearful circumstances, that you bring your intent and your attention down to your heart space, because when you're centered in love, your mind doesn't go into chaos and it doesn't spin you out of control and plunge you further and further down. So again, the brightest laughter can heal hearts. Ask yourself, when have you laughed, really laughed, a deep belly laugh? When was the last time? If you can't remember, you need to be seeking out ways to bring that kind of joy into your life. And we're going to have to take a short commercial break, and we'll be right back.
Be visionary. This is the Voice America Seventh Wave Channel.
Become a member of VoiceAmerica.com. It's easy, and best of all, it's free. Start out by going to our homepage or any of our channels and click register at the top. Once you've created an account and signed in, you can create your own custom library, opt into our newsletter, search by show, host, guest, or topic of interest, or browse millions of hours of content across all of our Voice America radio channels. Membership gets you more. Visit VoiceAmerica.com today to get started and tailor the listening experience to your taste.
Ask Theo Live, channels to a new reality. Following her near-death experience, world-renowned author and spiritual medium Sheila Gillette became the direct voice channel for Theo, a consortium of 12 archangels. Through this unique channel, Sheila and co-host Marcus Gillette present you with an opportunity to speak directly with Theo live on air on any topic you wish to discuss, including receiving authentic messages from deceased loved ones and angelic guides. Get the answer you need by tuning in to Ask Theo Live, Channels to a New Reality, Tuesday at 12 noon Pacific Time, 3 p.m. Eastern Time on Seventh Wave Network. Are you ready to shift into higher consciousness? Are you ready for contact with beings from higher dimensions? Ancient and new spiritual technologies will help you take that evolutionary step. Find out more about this powerful shift when you tune into Conscious Evolution Radio with Ann Gelsheimer. Let's help humanity evolve, bringing in the best possibilities and ideas that our world needs right now. Conscious Evolution Radio can be heard live every Friday at 8 p.m. Eastern Time, 5 p.m. Pacific on the Voice America 7th Wave Channel.
This is the Voice America 7th Wave Channel.
You are tuned into Spirit Speaks. To reach Amaya today, please call in to 1-866-472-5795. That's 1-866-472-5795. You may also reach Amaya via email at angela@SiriusEnergyEnterprises.com. Now, back to Spirit Speaks.
Welcome back. We've been talking today about the heart and love. And in August of 2005, I was given information with regard to Christ, but it went further to talk about the heart space. And it was said, "We beseech you in the name of Christ to follow the light path that has been laid before you. It has been well traveled. There has been pain, but it is a worthy road. Only those that have the most exemplary attitude towards service can continue on this path. You have great help, resources, and accoutrements. Now take up your cross and bear it, for it will be light. You are one of many to preserve the truth. Don't falter in your steps. Hold your shoulders and head erect. Know that we protect your back. Many have come this way before you with high hopes. Some did not succeed. It's important that you stay within your heart space, for there you find balance, direction, nourishment, and calm. May peace surround your every activity. Pray for peace within yourself first, then expand that to include the environment in which you live, your city, your state, your country, and then the world. But peace must first start within the very heart of each individual. Become the master of yourself. This isn't dictated for you to do. Each one is brought here through encouragement, but they do not have to remain. If you feel the burden is too heavy, you can bow out. Know that you will not be looked upon any differently, for we love you all and know who you really are. Understand this." And to experience the feeling and vibration of unconditional love, I have felt that. To have an angel of light put their arms around you and to hold you, I still feel the vibration of that within my body and my mind and my heart today. It was one of the most humbling experiences that I have ever had. The energy of it was so intense and so great that it just reduced me to tears. I was sobbing and sobbing and sobbing. And you hear my voice catch because I'm remembering this. And where I remember this is in my heart. to be allowed to strip away all of the layers, all the shields that you have built around yourself to protect yourself from what you may think of as negative emotion or pain or hurt. But what you don't realize, when you build those shields, you're not allowing yourself to heal. And it is through the heart and through love that you will heal yourself of all the pain. But what is required is that you be courageous. So when I experienced that, I remembered me in my own divine state to know what it felt like to feel whole as a spiritual being and to not have this denser energy that is drawn out from the magnetism of the earth. We are here to learn lessons, and we are living in a realm of duality where you have the light and the dark, the good and the bad. So allow yourself to experience love, all the different kinds of love. And think about it. Think about it in your mind. What does it feel like to be centered in love and not allow the mind to go into chaos? Think about how you feel when you are in that state of love, because it feels like bliss. It feels like you're no longer a part of the world. And that was the one thing that Christ said, I was born to earth, but I am not of earth. And there is a celestial realm. And that denseness, when we leave the body, falls away. And then once again, we know what true love really feels like. And that's what Christ came into the world to teach, was about love. Because this is how you're going to evolve. This is how you're going to raise your vibration. And love brings about peace. They go hand in hand. And there was another time when I had time, when it was spoken to me, that it was said, we have spoken before with regard to forward thinking. We ask that you do that now. This is the time period of manifestation. With your intent, what you would like to have manifest in your life, you solidly hold that ideal within your heart. And with your intent of your emotion, you give it the energy to nourish it into form. You are the creator of your life, and what you choose to have in your life. Do not be a slave to your current reality. Instead, increase your vibration so that you will attract to you the ideal. This is not a secret. This is the law of the universe. Jesus taught this concept very well. Positive thoughts, positive words will form when given enough energy. Thus, it has been said before, guard your thoughts, let them be pure, let your words be love. Love is the highest vibration. Nothing surpasses this. And think about that. You are co-creating. Align your will with God's will, and you can experience the love, the ideal in your life. gift to that energy, because after all, that's how we use our chakras. Give that ideal energy and you will attract to you this ideal. And it was said, this isn't a secret. And many of the teachers, the master teachers that have walked the earth, this is what they spoke about. They spoke about positive thoughts, positive words. Think about the I am. I have a friend, and she told me a story about when her son was little. He was about 3 or 4 years of age. And an angel of light had come to him and was teaching him the I ams. Now think about that. A little child is open. They, at least most, haven't been taught to fear at that point, or they're not bound, and their heart is open. And the angel was teaching him, I am love. I am kindness. I am power. And so you can continue on with these I ams and make them positive and allow that vibration to go out and to draw back to you what you seek. Because this is important in your life if you are to lead a better life. Most of us want that. We want to be happy. We want the best that life has to offer. We want to share our life with another human being. We want to experience that greatest love that the world can bear. So in 07, it was said, produce lines of reason. Fulfillment of things given have answers that go nowhere. Definite choices need to be examined and run through the heart. Clear the mind, clear the heart, clear the will. Align these three, and you will have the correct answer. If in doubt, throw it out. Purchase bargains leave little clues about your thought processes. Prayers are essential for the development of your psychic awareness. Remember also thanksgiving of what you're given instead of just asking for things. Thanksgiving helps to open both the heart and the mind, and you need both to make that connection. Reach toward us. Let your heart's flame reach toward us. And positive affirmations, positive self-talk, balancing yourself in the heart, cleansing your auric field with the bath. And they were talking about the Epsom salt bath because it does clean your auric field. Remember, when you go too much into the mind and you don't balance it with the heart, things will not be as clear or as easy. Come back down into the heart. There is the true self. The magic begins. So I will leave you with this. Live your life with love, light, and laughter. And when you go your way, go in peace and walk with grace. And allow your heart to be open so that you can experience your greatest love. Maybe a love that you've never known. But you're not going to be able to experience that if you don't allow that to happen. When you have dreams for yourself about your life, about your heart's greatest desire, that's the dreams of the self. When it comes through like a light feather, that's when the heavens can both hear and feel your dream. It is a constant. It abides with you. You feel your greater purpose. So my wish for you today is to go out and into your world and allow yourself to feel love through your heart deeply and without constraints. And I thank you for joining me today.
Thank you for listening to Spirit Speaks. Please join Amaya for another intuitive program next Tuesday at 1 p.m. Eastern Time, 10 a.m. Pacific Time on the Voice America Seventh Wave Channel. Have a divine week.